This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the week ending Wednesday, February 11th, 2015. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. Venus, the brightest planet, gleams in the southwest for 2 hours after sunset. The orange planet Mars appears above and a little to the left of Venus. This week, the apparent distance between Venus and Mars shrinks from 8 to 5 degrees. The largest planet, Jupiter, is in Cancer the Crab. Jupiter is at opposition in the spot of the sky directly opposite the Sun on the night of February 6th and 7th. It is then visible all night and is highest in the south at midnight. Jupiter is also at its brightest, magnitude minus 2.6, a full magnitude, a factor of 2.5 times, brighter than the brightest nighttime star, Sirius. Jupiter's four largest moons can be seen through steadily held binoculars. More powerful telescopes can show the details of the clouds and storms covering the planet's distinctly oval disk. For the next few months, a telescope can also be used to watch as the Sun and Earth pass through the orbital plane of the moons. This passage can cause one moon to cross in front of, occult, another, or cast a shadow, eclipse another. Such a series of eclipses and occultations are known as mutual satellite events. A table of the best mutual satellite events visible from California is now posted on the Griffith Observatory website. Moonrise changes from 6:27 p.m. on the 4th to 11:50 p.m. on the 10th. Its phase wanes from gibbous to last quarter, which it reaches on the night of the 11th. The decreasing presence of moonlight in the early evening means that Comet Lovejoy, C2014Q2, can again be observed, now in the northwest after darkness falls. The comet appears in binoculars as a round cloud, half as wide as the moon's apparent size. Comet Lovejoy is approaching the eastern side of the constellation Cassiopeia, the Queen, from the south. It is currently magnitude 4.9 and is slowly fading. A finder chart is posted on our website. The ringed planet Saturn shines in the south-southeast at the start of dawn. The planet is located in Scorpius the Scorpion and is 10 degrees above Orange Antares, the brightest star of Scorpius. Saturn's beautiful ring system requires the aid of a telescope to observe. The finest view of the International Space Station from Los Angeles this week comes on Wednesday, February 4th. The ISS will first appear above the southwest horizon by 6:34 p.m. It passes directly overhead at 6:37 and fades into the Earth's shadow while still 31 degrees high in the northeast, close to the bowl of the Big Dipper at 6:39 p.m. The orbiting scientific laboratory should outshine Jupiter during the latter part of its passage through the sky. Free views of the Sun during the day and of the Moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for our schedule. The next public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, February 28th. Follow the Sky Report on Twitter for updates of astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.